We found him. G'day, Ross.
G'day, Brad.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
That's right. We thought you might have gone to church to pray for Michael Johnson.
Yeah, I don't even think he can help him.
No, no, exactly. Well, mate, you've ticked off one of the boxes. I know you've got you don't do it like that, but you probably would have aimed to make the top four to give yourself a chance to being there again this year. Well, you've got that in the bag.
I think everyone in the comp aims for it, but only four achieve it. So, yeah, we've worked hard to get there, and it's a significant amount of wins, and we've beaten, I think, everyone in the eight, Sydney, I think. So, yeah, we're in good shape.
Now, let's. Michael Johnson, is he gone for the season? Is that how bad the news is?
Correct, yeah. The club released a press statement today, I'm pretty sure, that he's sent a specialist tomorrow with the likelihood of surgery.
How long has he had it, Ross?
No, just something popped up in the middle of the week, to be absolutely truthful. So, yeah, it's just something he'd come in. It had some really minor sort of ISJ issues, iliosacral joint, and a bit of tightness, and finished Brisbane with a tight hamstring, I think it was, and a track to his calf. So, look, he left the club pretty, but it just really, that's how backs operate. So, yeah, I don't know the mechanics of it, but it sort of just came on really late in the week to sort of miss the grease. But, look, it was really courageous. He had a fitness test Saturday morning and declared himself to play. I thought he was really smart in the way he positioned, even though Westhoff got a ball. I thought he really helped our defence. So he'll be sorely missed. But in saying that, it's one out, one in, and really exciting opportunity for whoever comes in.
Who have you got in the mix?
Yeah, I haven't thought about it too much. It's been my day off. So just rolled around at home, mulling it over. I think Fife might get a gig.
Yeah, I reckon he might. What about McFarlane? Is he any chance?
Well, I think Alex Silvani will certainly come in, and Luke, unlikely, but Mick Barlow was unlikely too, so things change.
Mm-hmm. And like from the tall matchups perspective, Ross, when you have a look at what Sydney may go in with Reed, Goods, Tippett and Franklin.
They're taller ones, but they roll them up high, want to open the space up. And look, it's going to be wet, small ground. Yeah, it's like where you want to catch it, because we're going to be running, so.
Yeah, I think it's a bonus.
Yeah, I'm not worried about it too much at the minute. We'll do our review on Port. There's an opportunity to learn every week, so we'll learn some more and try and improve our footy.
And it's a shifty surface, Ross. It always has been. I know they're going to try and do something to it this week, but if you were a horse, you'd have a W next to your name, because I reckon you're a pretty darn good wet weather site.
We do play well in the wet. It doesn't faze us at all. Our game style stands up. And look, I think all teams, once you get the top four, you can win anything. You know, they can win anything. And so can we. So it's going to be a fierce battle.
Would you consider maybe playing the plus one down there with Tippett and Franklin because of the lack of height that you've got?
Yeah, we'll consider that. That's not a bad idea.
Who do you think might... Would you rob Peter to pay Paul? Would you say Chris Mayne? You've done it before.
Yeah, I was thinking of that while I was laying on the couch today, that he's been down back. And
while you're on your back.
Yeah, that's the beauty of that flexibility, isn't it? He's played down back and Tabernard's been down there, so... Yeah, he could be a likely one down there.
Now, Tabernacle has been very, very good last couple of weeks. Maney has improved as the season's gone on. I mean, I know he had his ankle issues earlier, but your forward line overall, Ross, with your tall and small combination, now with Walters and Ballantyne back in, 7 goals on the weekend, you must be really satisfied with what you've got there now, probably as good as you've had.
It's a nice blend. Yeah, we needed to be a bit taller. We've known that, and it's been finding someone fitting in form and with the capabilities, so... Tabernard's filling that at the minute, and we've got Abness coming up underneath. But yeah, it's a nice blend with Walters and Ballantyne and Crozier down there as well, and Pierce. So Clark and Sandilands sharing it up. Yeah, I think we've kicked 100 plus points, 7 of our last 11 games. So we're hitting the scoreboard a bit more, and we're finding form at the right time of the year.
Where's Clancy Pierce at, Ross, at the minute?
Yeah, he was playing pretty well, I think. He'd had 30 and got a clip to the ear roll, so... I told him to rub it tomorrow and you'll be okay, son. So
yeah,
I
think
he's in the mix.
He's an ideal finals performer, I reckon, particularly on a soft going. He's just got that strong body and he's strong-willed. And, you know, I
really rate Clancy. He's one of our 23 and unders, so 24 and under players that we've invested heavily in. He's got a big future with us, and But, yeah, we'll take 26 away with us, I'd imagine. We'll name 25, probably travel 26 and give ourselves some flexibility because you're a long way from home and things... I've woken up there before with the Saints. Go to bed, everything's okay, and you wake up with two gastro and a Kaziski and Dawson pulled out. So you've got to be prepared for anything when you go into state.
Now, Paddy, one of your supporters says, please ask Ross to explain why Zach Dawson always handballs instead of kicking. He took the mark of the year and then he handballed the ball to the opposition.
Yeah, well, he had Michael Wilders next to him. We're pretty keen to get in Sonny's hands. Sonny can thread it through the eye of the needle, so it was the right idea. If you clip them every time they make a skill error, we wouldn't have too many players on the paddock, so it was the right idea, just poor execution.
And Vaughan from Gerraween said he felt as though he got caught with three in the middle a couple of times. Was that true?
Or? I think he's imagining it, Vaughan.
Yeah. He reckons Tabiner had to get called in as the fourth man a couple of times.
I think they're imagining it. Never happened once. I think the Juno imagined that as well.
Now, did you get lost on rotations, lose count on rotations, ran out of rotations? Was that something
planned? No, we knew they were coming.
Yeah.
No. Not even the start of last quarter. I said I'd rather be out at the end than the start. So we wanted to build our lead. I remember we went to 38 points.
I thought it was hard.
I think Crosby had kicked it correctly. It would have been 44 and the gates would have opened, I think. Mm. No, we made a conscious decision to spin them earlier and hang on late.
At some point, you'll have to look at the opposition and what's your intel tell you? Because they've had a few on the sidelines. We know Buddy will play. What about some of the others that have been out for a little longer?
No, I haven't. I got their team up, but they'll play, I'd think. Bird's probably in the most out. But Kennedy will play, McGlynn will play. Nathan Gibbs up there is a super doctor, and Matty Cameron, the physio, they'll be there. I've got no doubt about it. They're a really well-run club, clearly. And, Andrew Ireland, I was thinking about him tonight, he's probably really unheralded power behind the scenes. He's just a genius, probably the administrator in the last 20 years. What he's been over, the football operations manager, CEO, the ability to manage that list and recruit and rebuild. He's an unsung hero up there. So they do everything well, and that's what good clubs do. They're on and off field, and that's what we're aiming to do.
It helps when you've got an extra million or so to spend, Ross. We'll see now that the landscape's shifted, eh?
There'd be plenty that wouldn't do that well with the same opportunity.
And of course, look, mate, you're in a great position, and just for the Fremantle fans, even though you've had a little setback today with Michael Johnson, you'd be pretty happy with the place that you're in going up there because you generally play well in Sydney and you generally play well against the Swans.
Yeah, look, we respect all. We fear no one. And it's a narrow ground. It's 118 metres, so it's like Cadinia Park last year. And we're comfortable with being uncomfortable. So it's going to be a tough night. And our aim is to prepare, review really well again, prepare, get on the bird, and when the ball's bounced, be ready to go. It's going to be tough, but, yeah, we're certainly hold ourselves to a high level of accountability and standards, and we're an anywhere, anytime team, and that's going to test that again.
Yeah, I tell you what, one bloke who will be good inside and he's improved, and I've spoken about him before, but Lachie Neal, mate, his handball and his set-up play on the weekend I thought was outstanding.
Yeah, he's a good young player that's growing, and he's full of character and hard work. And look, the conditions should suit him. But we're coming up an A grade team and A grade midfield. So he was good last week, but it's not going to count when the ball's bounced. So he's got to put his head in the hole and maybe get a few blood rules and do it again. So yeah, it's an exciting opportunity for Lockie.
Good on you, Ross. Thanks for your time. Really appreciate it, and we'll look forward to a big game on the weekend.
Thanks, Brad. Thanks, Carl. Cheers.